Hey, what's poppin', baby? Welcome to hoodhype.com for episode number 18. And as usual, I'm your host, Major. And we're gonna be doing our, you know, routine thing here, man. We're gonna be getting into the four fire tracks. But today, we switching it up a little bit, man. I got a special interview coming up today with my man, Big Sty. And Big Sty was actually one of the artists that we featured a few episodes back. My man came through with a track called It's a Problem. And that's, to me, to this day, that's still one of the standout cuts that we played on this show. So if y'all haven't heard that episode, man, y'all might want to go backtrack a little bit and download that one and give it a listen, because the song is definitely worth it. But Sty was cool enough, man, to sit down with me. And we actually had a, you know, real good, interesting conversation, man, as far as, you know, his career, what he's bringing to the hip hop table. And we also talked a good bit about the state of the rap game in general. And Big Sty definitely has some interesting points as far as that goes. So we're going to get into all that later on in the show. We also got my boy Fro stopping by to give y'all the Hip Hop 411 and let y'all know what's been happening in the hip hop and entertainment world. And I want to announce our winner too from episode 16. And the winner with the most votes from that show was State of the Union, and their track was called My World. And I know y'all probably thinking, why is we going back two episodes? But what we're doing is we giving people 2 weeks to get out there and get their votes in. So that's how we're going to do it. So every show we'll be going back two episodes to let y'all know who the winner was. And if y'all haven't heard that track, definitely go back to episode 16, download that one, because that track is a straight up banger, man. Everybody here at Hood Hype still be rocking that song. And, you know, all the songs in that episode was good, but that one definitely, you know, stood out above the rest. And the voters, you know, spoke their mind on that too and voted that one number one. So that's what's good. Before our first track, we got my man Chief Honcho kicking it off today. And this is another Philly boy, man. He's another Pennsylvania cat. And the name of his track is called Would You. And this, man, it's a song that's, you know, it's real smooth cut. And it's got some tight production, but it's aimed at them females out there, man. All them females that be getting with a dude for how much money he's spending or how much cake he got. And this track is basically, you know, asking all y'all females, would you still be with me if I didn't have all that and all I had to offer was me? And a lot of them females be fronting, man. They be, you know, saying, oh, I'll be down with you through whatever, or this and that. But I think a lot of them females be bullshitting, man. And basically, this song is asking all them chicks that question. And it's a real smooth track. If you want to email Chief Honcho, you can get at him at phillyisback@aol.com. And this song is coming off the album called Everything Counts. So let's go ahead and get into it to kick off the show right now on hoodhype.com. Yeah.
Is open doors. I'd rather chill with you than chill with my boys. But when we together, it's money that you ask for. Now why everything just gotta be about dough? You trying to of juice. A nigga like Hunch don't know. Now I would be wrong if I only wanted to hit. Then called you a bitch, told niggas you a trick. Respect me, respect mine, and don't abuse. You wanna be a player, gotta watch who you choose. Cause some niggas play this game and won't lose. And slap a broad up, try playing for the fool now.
If I had nothing but love for you, baby,
would you
still ride with a nigga like me?
Keep it true with a nigga like me.
If I had nothing but love for you, baby,
would you still ride with a nigga like me?
Keep
it true with a nigga like me.
Tell me what's this gonna be? Let a nigga know. If you don't love me for me, gotta let you go. Tell me what's this gonna be? Let a nigga know.
All right, everybody, I'm about to holler at my man Fro to see what's hood this week. Hey, what's good, Fro? What's going on this week, player?
Oh, man. Some new beef. It's a whole different type of beef, though. I want to talk about it for a second. Have you heard Terrell Owens' diss song?
Nah, man, I read some of the lyrics from it, man. He going at the Eagles and shit, which shit don't surprise me none.
So he got his deal for $10 million, where, you know, that's all he was asking them for back in the day. But now he done got his deal and stuff, so he made a diss song. I kind of had a theory, though. What if rappers did this? What if rappers took it outside of rap, outside of the hood, the two things they know everything about, and took it and played sports, you know? If back in the day we could have saw Lil Flip and T.I. playing tennis and then talking shit about it, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, that would have been some old silly shit.
That's what I want to see, man. I like that funny stuff.
I hear you.
Hey, that Detox album, getting word, is coming on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre be love keep people waiting, man. But yeah, that should probably be worth it, though.
Yeah, it's like underground music listening, waiting on one of his albums because it's coming around like motherfucking Haley's Comet.
Hell yeah, for sure.
What you think about, there was the rumors about Kanye and Pam Anderson kicking it, which I guess those got squashed once the video came out, and then they were like, we were just hanging out for the video. But now Ray J, Brandy's little brother,
mm-hmm.
Brandy. Ray J has been seen trying to holler at her and buying her stuff and kissing, trying to kiss up on her and everything. I don't know if I can do it, man. I don't know if I can, you know, she got hepatitis C, my bad. She got hepatitis C. I can't really see even entertaining that.
That's what I was saying, man, because it's like, fuck, man, I don't know if dudes don't be doing their research on, you know, who they fucking with or what, but yeah, I mean, everybody knew that she had hepatitis. That shit was like public knowledge. Should not just right. That, I mean, fuck, she didn't, basically, you fucking with her, you kissing every damn rock star from 1993 on. That shit is crazy.
Exactly. A lot of cities.
For sure, man, that shit is nasty to me, but hey, fuck, niggas keep fucking with her.
Exactly. You been watching The Sopranos?
Oh yeah, you know I stay up on that.
For sure, it's been confusing, intriguing, and like full of like all kind of crazy shit so far, man. I'm reminding everybody to go check that out.
The last week kind of pissed me off a little bit, man.
What's that? What happened? What's wrong?
Well, my man, you know, dreaming and shit, and then, you know, I really couldn't link the dream to whatever the fuck is going on in his real life. I really didn't see the parallels there. The shit didn't really make no sense to me.
I guess he's just struggling. He just, you know, he's going through it right now, so that'll come to having him. Like, he ain't got his license. He can't do nothing. It's in somebody else's hands. That's the parallel that I saw. Was they were basically, he ain't got no control over nothing. So it's the same thing as him laying up in a hospital bed, not having control while these doctors work on him and shit.
Yeah, maybe that's what I thought. Well, look at you educated nigga, man. For real, that shit didn't, you honestly, you had the best explanation, because I was talking with people at work and everybody was trying to figure that shit out, but for real, that what you said right there make the most sense. So
call me nigga Diamond.
I feel you. That shit, no, that's right. The only thing though that's worrying me too though is they looking like they about to have my man laid up in the coma for a minute, and I hope that ain't the case.
They setting it up for AJ, from AJ to the children to his wife, everybody, the whole clique, everybody. That's what it's leaning towards with the episode, with the series is going to go towards.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that, man, because, you know, Tony, you know, he make the show, so he gotta be involved. But sure. We'll see how they gonna play it.
Sure. Oh man, I was reading. Game doing a song with Kevin Federline and everything for his album. It's a whole. I guess some more cats might be on there. But Kevin Federline, this dude said, or somebody asked him in an interview, they said, "What happens if this album don't do good?" He said, "I'm gonna start stripping." He said, which could mean he's gonna do like play girl or something like that. Ain't no telling on that, but I guess everybody's gotta have a fallback career because you know you're singing, you're rapping, you're slow. I've heard some of your shit. I've heard him in a lot of interviews, and he just don't really. I don't think that he's got no chance for that.
I don't think so neither, man. The only thing I'm wondering too is what's up with like artists who got credibility working with my man. I mean, I know money go a long way, but I mean, shit, if you working for people that really just look at hip hop to me as a, you know, as a gimmick, you know, so I mean, I ain't sure. I don't know Kevin Federline personally, but I just have a hard time believing that hip hop is really, you know, in him, you know what I'm saying? That he doing hip hop because he really feel it, or he just doing it because he just want to, you know what I'm saying, try to be a white boy crossing over into it. So, you know,
he feels it in a whole different way than anybody I feel. Dr. Dre's daughter, she coming out with an album. I guess his son already got one. I don't know his name, but his daughter's name is Minaj, and she coming out with a CD called Living in Daddy's Shadow. I mean, what if Dre was on that, man? What if Dre got on that joint?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
With his daughter, if she was, yeah. I mean, if she was tight, it might be different. I ain't heard even a snippet. So I'm gonna look for some of that. I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna try to email it to you. Get back with you about that.
I don't know about the whole Minaj name. I know I whooped my daughter ass. She come out with some name Minaj.
For sure.
I'm fucking with that.
With the little squiggly line and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here. yeah, I mean, you know, you got Lil Easy. All kind of rappers. That's how long hip hop been around, man. They're like some of the old heads from, not even the oldest heads, but just some of the old heads from our generation. They cheering is coming out with albums. You know, after they get to be 18, 19 and stuff, man. Hip hop been here for a long time.
Love. Hell yeah. Full generation and shit.
Shit, man, that's it, man. I ain't got no more to speak.
All right, cuz.
All right.
One. Hey, that's what's up, man. Another busy week out there in the entertainment world. Shout out to my man Fro for stopping by and dropping the 411 for y'all. But now we about to go ahead and slide into our second track of the day. And this next track is called So Tired, and the group is called The Academy. And this is another song, man, that really, you know, represents the everyday urban struggle that so many cats out here in the hood be going through. And the production on this track is real tight, man. Interesting thing on the producer for this track is actually Big Lou, who's an artist that we feature here on Hood Hype. And the dude be spitting, but I guess Big Lou be doing his damn thing on the boards too, because the sample is real nice. If you want to check these dudes out, man, you can go to myspace.com/763ENT, which is, you know, 763 Entertainment. The name of their album is called Now or Never, and these dudes is coming straight out of Mount Vernon, New York. So shouts out to the Academy, but we about to go ahead and slide into So Tired right now on hoodhype.com.
More bills, can't keep a check. Yak and some haze helps ease the stress. It feels like years since I even slept. We spilled beers for my peers that had to meet with death. And for shorty who's pops, never stuck around. So now he's on the block with some rocks and a pound. My town's so small, but we all stand tall. You will never have a villa next to you when it's on. My baby mama drama got me on the verge of grabbing her, yapping her, spending my days up in Attica. But why be mad at her? A bird is a bird, and somebody gotta teach X how much he is worth. Don't want you doing time for a snitching is worse. Keep that in your mind before you let the meanest burst. It's a hard knock life with hard body little dudes sitting on a stoop selling hard rock white. So tired. Facing new drama,
plaque every day. I got a gallon of yak trying to drink it away. I'm mumbling to myself, I just want to move away, but I can't. In the voice saying shake it off. You got responsibilities, nigga, can't fold now. My wife's sick, I really gotta hold it down now. Gotta be my son's crutch, let him lean on me. Bullseye on fake niggas trying to scheme on me. Real cowards fronting like they got the beam on me. But if they did, I would've been in a box by now. If I was scared, I would've ran to the cops by now. I wouldn't have banged out where you live, man, I brought it to your crib. And I left you with some scars, how you forget what I did? Come on, homie, stop fronting, man, we all know that. Like how you had the thing, thing, and you ain't let it go back. Just let it go, I'm on my grown man, I'm sick of this crap. I'm so tired. Remember little man, but I'm forgetting his name. Used to live up the block on 5th and some change. Hand in the heat, scrambling cane. And pretty much forgot why he got in the game. But him and his big bro was not the same. Blood's the same, but dudes don't thug the same. See, big bro's married with kids, and he get on his knees every day and ask God to forgive. Every little bit of all the dirt that he did. Trying to take care of little bro, mom in the crib. At a young age, pop dies running the streets. Let me sum it up for you, man, gun is a beat. My big bro did his thing, food in the fridge while he flipped that yayo. Mom's never home cause she worked 2 J.O.'s. Little bro all up in the street like A.O. Handling his and they all.
Yeah, yeah, man. What's poppin' with you?
Ain't nothing too much, player. What's going on?
It's grinding, man.
It's going on. I feel you. I feel you.
Okay. Fire away, bro. Cool. Good.
All right, man. Shoot, for people, you know what I'm saying, who don't know, I mean, people didn't heard you on our episode, but why don't you go ahead and just explain, you know, who is Big Sty, man? Tell them about yourself.
Big Sty is throughout Richmond, Virginia, you know, rapper, street, you know, street rapper, you know what I mean? Giving people, hopefully giving people something new to the game that they missing.
And I was just checking out the first single, man, off the forthcoming album, Psychology. I was checking out that track called That's Me. And that's a tight track, man. I'm liking that one. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners what they can expect to hear on this album.
Like I just said, pretty much, you know, just giving people a perspective of the street from my point of view, but at the same time, giving a conscious undertone with it. I'm not here to glorify the streets. I'm just letting people know exactly what I went through. Hopefully somebody can learn something from it. You know, cats is out there hustling, make it pick up on some things, and cats is thinking about hustling, maybe think twice about it. You know what I mean?
I feel you there for sure. Now, man, did I read this correctly, man? I'm, you know, been looking up and reading up on you, and it says that this is going to be a double album.
Well, that's what it initially was, but we had some technical difficulties, so that's not what it's going to be right now. Okay. But it will be 22 tracks, straight crack.
Okay, that's almost a double album then, player. That's, yeah, that's still a big, big release.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely.
That's tight. And another thing I read, man, that kind of interests me is that you doing something that I think was real cool, because you see a lot of people that's on the underground scene and they, you know, about to burst on the scene. They want to go try to get collabos with all the big name people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But I saw that you keeping it, you know what I'm saying, keeping it Virginia and, you know, basically representing for your home. So tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely, because down here, you know, we got a lot of major artists that came from Virginia, but for whatever reason, it's hard for us to get that networking situated here in the state to where we can blow on the level of like a Houston or Atlanta and stuff like that, where it's not just, you know, talking about a particular artist, but talking about, you know, the whole state as a whole, you know. And so I just felt like, you know, I'd lead by example and, you know what I mean, just do an album, you know, because I've been fortunate. So, you know, with the success of that this record I made, you know, I ran into a lot of cats in the industry that showed me a lot of love, like Killer Mike, Stack Quo, Bushwick Bill, Scarface, you know, and I could have got some, you know, big name cats on my record, but it was just like, you know, we'll do that with the remixes or down the line, but, you know, I want the initial step out into the forefront to be something where, you know, Richmond can be proud of and say, you know what, hey, and use it as an example to say, hey, well, you know what, we stick together, we can make something happen real big, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, even if my album doesn't take off or it doesn't get the shine that we hope it will get. Maybe somebody might hear somebody on the record that you know what I mean, and it may, you know, catapult them into another level. As long as somebody from Virginia is able to do something and take it to that next level, that's my whole thing, even if it ain't me.
See, that's real, to me, that's what I call that 360. And it's like a lot of cats don't really look at it like that. It's like whether you get on or I get on or however it works, you know what I'm saying? If people...
Exactly. And, you know, it can only make us stronger. Exactly. You know what I mean? Because this game, ain't no guarantees in this game, ain't no promises. You know what I mean? You do what you do and you try to do the best of your ability. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? This game is real funny. It's real fickle. You know, people like you today and then tomorrow, you know, they forget about you. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, as long as somebody able to take it to the next level, whether it's me or not, you know, that's what it is to me, you know.
I'm glad you said it, man, because more people need to start thinking that way, man, because, I mean,
exactly,
if,
man.
If
you
show
know,
love just, and they get on and they can, you know what I'm saying, turn around and show you that same love if they bubble. So that's how it should, you know, how it should be working.
Yeah, and it's hard in a city like this because, you know what I mean, it's so many cats. It's like a barrel of crabs. So when you have a scenario like that and everybody's trying to reach to the top, you know, you have situations where people, you know, want to hate on each other for no reason at all. Just because, you know, this man is getting on and I ain't. You know, and then it's, you know, ain't no fun. There's a lot of cats out here that done got their little shine and didn't give back or didn't look back at the other cats. They kept it moving, you know. And, I can't say that that's wrong because every man got to walk their own path. What you do and how you choose to make moves is your business. But me, I choose to you know, I'm so sincere when, you know, I scream 804 in Richmond and everything. I really love my city and I love everything about it. And the people here, you know, and anything I can do to help this city be a major forefront in the music industry is what I'm going to do.
I feel that for real. Now, you hinted on it a little bit earlier, man, and I got to go back to the diss track, the, you know, It's a Problem, and then you came out with Still a Problem. And you said you got a lot of love from that. Has it been?
That's kind of ironic, you know what I mean? A lot of the cats that I talked about on the record, well, I ain't going to say a lot of cats, but some of the cats I talked about on the record that I actually had some type of contact with was like, yo, dog, I feel you. Keep doing your thing. I talked to Young Buck over the phone one time. He had heard the record, and he was like, yo, man, I feel you. Keep doing your thing, man, you know. And, you know, there was no beef, no drama, nothing like that. Nothing like, you know, if you keep running your mouth, I'm gonna, you know, do this and do that. You know, when I saw Jadakiss at the Radio Music Awards, we took pictures, dapped up, and it was all good, you know. And I talked about Suge on the record. He tried to sign me, you know what I mean? So it wasn't cats in the industry. It was cats outside the industry, regular cats on the street that really took it, like, to heart. Like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? And the cats in the industry, there was, I mean, and it also had some, I guess, had to do with the fact of the way that I structured the record. It wasn't put together like, you know, I was making a bunch of death threats and I'm going to smack you when I see you, I'm going to shoot your kids and all that dumb shit. You know, it was just pretty much, I just took everything you already knew about that artist and put a twist on it and made it funny.
That's true. That is true. And it was funny, though, because I ain't going to even lie, man. The first couple of times I listened to it, I was, you know, laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I used to be in a real battle rapping and all that, and you know that's how you defeat your opponent. You just take what's obvious about the dude and put a twist on it, like a crack session, and make it funny. And that's all I did with the joint. I didn't make up a bunch of, you know, I'm gonna kill your wife, I'm gonna, you know, rape your daughter, and you know, dumb shit like that, or I'm gonna shoot you and all that dumb shit. I just took everything you knew and just made it funny. And, you know, that's what caught their attention. But, you know, it's a lot of cats gave me a lot of love, man. And a lot of cats that I didn't talk about, a lot of cats on the underground really felt what I was trying to do. Because the industry is, you know, still fucked up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I just seen a joint on Dateline the other night about payola, what a lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Yeah, payola. I mean, they be trying to act like it's, you know, dead and gone, but that shit's still alive, man.
Oh, man, as long as you have human beings running a system where you cannot totally monitor every day, all day, mm-hmm. please believe motherfuckers is going to get paid.
That's for sure.
And at the same time, the corporate, major corporations see that. That's not the only game that they infiltrate. You know, anything that the small businessman does that a major corporation feels like he can make some money off of and really dominate and use his capital to enforce that, he's going to do. You know what I mean? Because he can. Shit, I can get J-Lo played,
you know, I got millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can get that shit played. Please believe that. You know what I mean? And it's just fucked up for the independent artist and the independent label, man. It's just real fucked up, you know?
Yeah, it makes shit real hard, man. I mean, it's difficult for people to really get their foot in the door. Like you said, they're all
coming
out
of paper. Yeah, man. I mean, and they slowly and steadily really putting tight squeeze on it. It's almost becoming a monopoly now. If you look at the whole game as a whole with Universal and Warner and all these companies, they all consolidating. You know what I'm saying? And they just switching label heads from one to another.
That's true, because you got about 5-6 real big dog. Right now.
And got about three to four major motherfucking labels, major corporations, and every like major independent is right up under them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're monopolizing the whole game, so it's hard for it. They're squeezing the independent label, the independent artists. They're trying to squeeze all that out. You know what I mean? And it's making it real fucked up. And that's why the music is what it is now. And motherfuckers ain't really, you know, concentrating on trying to bring anything creative to the game. It's just, you know, hey, I'm gonna just keep regurgitating this bullshit because that's what these motherfuckers obviously want to hear.
That's real. That's, I mean, shit, you said it.
That's why the only cat really out there that I really feel his vision, I'm not going to say that I feel like, you know, his actions a lot or a lot of things that he says, but his vision I totally feel, and that's Kanye, because, you know, he at least he's making efforts to bring things, you know, to put things back to more creative level, you know what I mean? But these motherfuckers, other motherfuckers is just, you know what I mean? And it's the same with Jay-Z on his Black album, saying shit like, you know, I wish I could rhyme like Common Sense, but I sold 5 million. I ain't been rapping like Common Sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that just tells you right there, well, look, you know, this is what I got to do because, unfortunately, this is what the game is perpetuated on, you know?
You said a whole lot right there, and I agree with a lot of the shit you said, especially the shit about Kanye, man, because Kanye as a producer is one thing, but as an artist, you know, I respect some of the work that he does.
I respect but like I said, a lot of some of his actions and some of his attitudes and his ego trips, I can't really condone that, you know what I mean, you know? That's whatever, you know, but
his motive is good.
His vision and his direction is, you know, is right on point. I can't fuck with him on that. That's real. But, yeah. You know, the game is what it is, man.
Hell yeah. Now, man, like, I've been listening to your tracks, man, and I put you in the lyricist category. You more than, you know what I'm saying, somebody who's just saying shit just to say it or writing shit that you think that people want to hear. You know what I'm saying? You definitely speak, you know, from the heart, you know what I'm saying, from your mind.
Yeah.
And so let me get your opinion on some of these other artists out here. Who else do you respect as far as the lyricists in the game?
Lyrically, shit, I like T.I., I like Jeezy. Like I said, lyrically, I like Kanye. Mm-hmm. I can't really say Jay, you know, I don't know where he at right now. Is he in or is he out, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
You know what I'm saying? you know, most of my influences come from, you know, old cats, man. Ice Cube, Kool G Rap, KRS, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these young dudes, man. I like Jadakiss, though, without question.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jadakiss is a beast. I like Cassidy. I think Cassidy lyrically gets slept on, dog.
He do. I think a lot of his production kind of overshadows.
Yeah, overshadowed because of certain songs he puts out. But, you know, when I hear Cassidy on the mixtape, that's a whole other motherfucker.
It is, too. It's two different people.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be listening to dude like, God damn, that's another problem with the game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to water down your shit just to please the audience, man. But I think Cassidy is a monster, you know. But I get influenced by a lot of different things, man, you know, and I just, you know, put it in my own, you know, my own way, but it's, you know, of course, the greats, Big and Pac, of course, that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all day.
But, you know, ain't too many cats out that really, like, take it to the next level to me anymore. I'm hoping to see some new cats. I hope somebody comes out and surprises me, but I really just ain't seeing it right now.
What you got up next? You got any tour dates or videos or anything?
Yeah,
like
yeah, Kevin, we're going to start hitting the road, you know, some promo tours and all those type of things. And also, putting together a mixtape. And I got a super group that I'm trying to put together. You know, it's not like a group. Well, it was just a bunch of niggas that I knew that rap. And, you know, I'm going to just put them on and no shit like that. It's cats that I done ran into, you know, around and that I think is hot and assemble a whole crew of them niggas and we just gonna make some hot shit.
Oh, that's tight. Can you drop some names for us or you gonna keep that on?
Yeah, definitely, man. I got my man Boog in the Hood. He's actually on my album. Man, Shiloh.
You said a dude named Shiloh?
Yeah, Shiloh. That's S-H-I-L-O.
Okay.
My boy, Necessary from my Dallas, he also produced a couple tracks on my record. He's a monster, man. World need to hear this dude. And I got Jimmy Boone, that's B-O-O-N-E, and a female rapper by the name of Tasha, a.k.a. Psycho.
Okay, and all these cats, are they all from Virginia, or are they from other parts?
The only cat that's not is my man Necessary, who's from Dallas, but everybody else is from VA, yeah.
Okay. Well, that sound hot, man. We definitely going to be looking for that one there.
Definitely, man. That shit will be crazy, man. You got to hear that, man.
That's cool, man. That sound real tight. I know our listeners going to be looking for it, man, because, I mean, one of your tracks that we featured so far, you know, Still a Problem, has been one of the favorite tracks, you know, so far from the staff at Hood Hype and from the listeners, too. So we definitely going to keep it locked and be looking for you and, you know, probably try to holler at you in the future, man, as you, you know, move on from project to project.
Definitely, man. Anytime, man.
Cool.
You hit me up, bro.
Good looking, man. Word. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Make it good looking, man. Anything else, man, just hit me up anytime, bro.
I'll do that, man.
All right. Appreciate it, mate.
Be easy.
What?
All right, y'all, that was my man Big Sty, and I really enjoyed talking with dude because my man was real cool, and, you know, I hope to get him on here again in the future, you know, and stay up with him and see what he's got going on down the road, and I hope all our listeners out there enjoyed that interview, and go ahead and support Big Sty, man. Go to theaccuratemusicgroup.com, and I'll spell out exactly how it sounds, and see how y'all can get a copy of that Stycology album. That's going to be coming out real soon, because I think that album is going to be fire, and I definitely think it's going to be worth listening to. So go there and check that out. But now we're about to go ahead and roll into our third track of the day. And coming up next is Miss Tamara out of Los Angeles, California. And this is an R&B cut. And shoot, man, I don't know why every time we get an R&B track on here, the song just be fire. And this song is called Handle It. It's got a banging ass sample in there, and Miss Tamara's vocals is on flame. So I think y'all really going to be appreciating it. If y'all want to check her out on her website, you can go to myspace.com/MissTamaraOnline. And I spelled out exactly how it sounds. And old girl got some credentials too, man. She just got off a 43 city tour where she was the featured vocalist for Fantasia Barrino. And she's worked with a lot of, you know, R&B heavyweights too. She worked with the late great Luther Vandross. She done some work with Deborah Cox. And she's also received some recognition, you know, on the big scale for her songwriting work. So old girl got the goods. The song is fire, man. So we about to go ahead and roll into that one right now. Check it out.
The night is feast to me, long conversation of ecstasy. And I want you, boy. Won't you roll through turn one or two? Got something new to show you. Around nine, home alone in the zone. I gotta feel your touch.
I got to feel
your love. Boy, what you got me on?
Chocolatey delicious, your kisses, I'm addicted.
So cold, so cold. Will you handle it, babe? I love it when you put your me up, interrupting my fantasy, and I need you, boy.
I need you, boy.
I need you to run it back
like
early in the morning. Gotta get
another dose of that.
Ooh, your fingertips stay send something through me, baby. When you do what you do,
chocolatey delicious, your kisses, I'm addicted.
I'll never get enough. You, oh, 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 o
man. That track right there is fire. I just had to put that out there again because I'm really feeling that cut. But let me get a side note out there to our listeners, man, before we slide into this last song. Want to remind people we still got some hoodhype.com t-shirts to give away. So whoever can tell me the second artist that was featured in episode number 8. I believe that was episode number 8 or number 9, man. That's how we gonna do it. I don't even really care. Just tell me who the second artist was in either one of those shows and email your answer to info@hoodhype.com and we'll be mailing you off a Hood Hype t-shirt. So that's what's up. But now we're about to go ahead and get into that final track. And the last artist is my man Provoke, coming straight out of Queens, New York. And the name of this song is called Killing Me. And Provoke is a, you know, talented MC. My man got a real strong flow. And on this track, man, he just really, you know, going off about all the ills that exist in the hip hop game today, man, because 90% of what happens in the hip hop world and rap world is politics and bullshit nowadays. And he's also, you know, talks about the frustration of the lack of lyricism in the game, man, because there's a lot of bullshit you hear nowadays on the radio. Even on most of these CDs that come out, there's a lot of garbage. So he just airing his opinion out on that. And if you want to hit him up, man, you can go to myspace.com/provoke. You know, so go there and check the boy out and email him. See how you can get a copy of this mixtape. The mixtape that this track is on is called Who the Fuck is Provoke? And he's off a record label called Provoke Music Limited. So go there, man. Holler at your boy. See how you can get up with him. We about to play that track right now to close out this show. Yeah.
This is my everyday. Nothing change cause every penny saved. I get close to the game, I do this anyway. And plus most of them names you see on every page had dough and they paid for them to get their fame. It's all politics, of course, it's nonsense. Your wallet gets you more on the door than your props get. Knowledge ain't opening doors. These imposters locked it and call it what's yours to make a pop hit. The simplest tune is hitting the moon. I sit in the room, think of what I'm finna do. I listen for who is popping. I couldn't have knew like the skills was an option, I wouldn't have moved. On the real, I've been watching. I look at the rules, and it make me wanna vomit. But what I'ma do? And since El gone, I don't feel the love as much. Why the hell God had to take pun from us? I think I'm running out of time, and it's and just staying on the grind. It's, I think this industry is blind, and it's and I know I'm gonna be fine, but it's I think I'm running out of time, and it's and just staying on the grind. It's, this industry is blind and it's I can't do another rhyme, but it's one little stop. Back in the 90s, them veteran crews dropped. I don't think a rivalry got the better of Tupac. I think people are grimy, and when you real hot, other people feel tiny and act feminine. You watch the visual, typical story of John Lennon. It's like a ritual to lose fine musicians, and it's pitiful, but the glory to die winning is unforgettable, like the beauty of fine women. And now who we put on a platform is trash, and I laugh when I look at the billboard, cause half of them spazzes getting a deal going his ass, but cash to make them appeal hard to masses. I think we up Shit's Creek with no paddle. KRS lose to Nelly in the heat of a battle. Yo, how the fuck you gonna tell me you ain't seeing a shadow? Cause if dude gon' sell, he don't need any ammo. I think I'm running out of time, and it's and just staying on the grind. It's, I think this industry is blind, and it's and I know I'm gonna be fine, but it's I think I'm running out of time, and it's and just staying on the grind. It's, this industry is blind and it's I can't do another rhyme, but it's one little stop. I keep going, it's killing me slow. I'll be holding this need that I'm having a blow that keep growing. Fatigue ain't happening, no. I'll be old and I'll breathe through a fucking machine and keep flowing. It takes my whole life in a day and I still ain't make unsigned hype. I'll be right in the way, out of shape with no sight and I'm gray. I'll be on stage with one mic and something to say. My will for this, seriously that strong. I'll kill for this meal, I'ma kick from a rap song. I feel it, a deal, man, if it take that long, I steal it. For real, I can make any wax song appealing. We gotta save hip-hop, the feeling you get when you listen to the vets and you feeling the shit. After 99, dog, I ain't feeling it since. Ask yourself, where the fuck the lyricists went, huh?
All right, everybody, it's about time for me to take it home. Before I get out of here, I want to remind people to buy these CDs, man. Go out there and support these artists. Hit up these websites, hit up these email addresses, and contact these people and see how y'all could obtain copies of that music. Want to thank all the artists that's been mailing in their CDs. We would rather have it come in through the website, but if you're going to mail it, that's cool. But just make sure, man, you send your contact information so we can get up with you if your track has been selected. Want to tell people to go to hoodhype.com and vote for your favorite artist. We'll be announcing the winners from this week's show in episode number 20. So you got a couple weeks, man, to go on there, get your votes in, and we'll be letting you know who is your favorite. Go to podcast.yahoo.com and go to iTunes and throw in some votes for your boys at Hood Hype. Want to tell people to go to smoothbeats.com and check them out, playing some of the best hip-hop music on the internet. You can also hear us on there every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also go to hiphopdirectory.com. Anything y'all looking for related to hip-hop music, man, hiphopdirectory.com will steer you in the right direction. Come on out to the Hood Hype message boards, man. Don't take but a minute to register, and you can get on there and talk with me and talk with all the other people that's registered and let us know how y'all feel about the show. If y'all want to drop a freestyle or leave y'all comments, you can call us at 313-406-7577. That's the Hype line. If y'all want to email me directly, it's major@hoodhype.com. Or if y'all want to email the site, it's info@hoodhype.com. And just want to say it one more time, man. We do got them Hood Hype t-shirts. So anybody that wants to, you know, get at one of those, hit us up and let us know who that second artist was in episode 8 or episode number 9, and we'll send one out to you. But that's about it, man. I'm going to get at y'all next week for episode number 19. This is your boy Major signing off, man. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.